life to come. And yet, if we look at life in its small details, how ridiculous it all seems once death approaches. We should remind ourselves to the last breath that what mattered was tolerance, patience, regard, and a love of neighbour. And if we manage that, maybe we'll find that other land.
The essay was written and presented by Beryl Bainbridge, who died last Friday. It was produced by Justine Willett. And tomorrow evening, Baroness Mary Warnock looks at the Romantic poet's idea of a good death. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11:15, time now for Late Junction, which is presented this week, and next indeed, by Nick Luscombe.
The Sound of Music Box, a brand new project from composer and guitar player Todd Baker and London-based producer Laszlo. And that was a piece of music called November. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. In a moment, Norwegian folk-pop duo Kings of Convenience, remixed by Cornelius, one of Japan's most respected producers. And before that, a little slice of Tom Zay's unique Tropicália with Tok.
With you than talk with you, so why don't we just move into the other room? The space for us to shake and hey, I like this tune. Even if I could hear what you said, I doubt my reply would be in for you to hear, because I haven't read a single book all year, and the only film I saw, I didn't like it at all.
Swing, getting into the swing, getting into the swing, getting into the swing, getting into the swing.
Kings of Convenience with a Cornelius remix of I'd Rather Dance With You. And you can find that version on a Japanese compilation of Cornelius remixes called CM3. I picked that up in a great little record shop in Tokyo called Spiral last year, but it is now available on import here in the UK. And before that, from 1976 and featuring an array of unusual instruments, including blenders, floor polishers and vacuum cleaners, Tom Zay with Tok. Next, we travel to Colombia. This is Tetero from the Grupo Palma Africana.
La música
Taken from Jam, Cheklo's first album in 5 years, that was Burama. And it's a richly diverse album sung in four different languages, a collection that Cheklo himself describes as a melting pot. Before that, later to become a member of Africando, known as Pedro, together with his Dadje band, Ad La Musica en Verite, from the excellent Legends of Benin compilation. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Nick Luscombe, and two tracks coming up from two very different eras of electronic music production, starting off with something new. This is Medusa from Ilum Sphere.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cited as a major influence by the likes of Aphex Twin and a whole new generation of electronic music producers, that was Bernard Parmigiani from 1975, a track called Etude Elastique, and before that, taken from Producer 2, an excellent and varied showcase of new electronic music makers that includes the track I played you from Manchester's Ilum Sphere, and that was called Medusa. Music now from the Swedish sound artist BJ Nielsen, and from his latest album on Touch Records called The Invisible City, this is Meter Reading.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lyle Brahms with Melatonin Lullaby from Music for Insomnia, part of the Asthmatic Kitty Records Library Catalogue Music Series, a collection of instrumental albums created to be used in films and TV or as background sounds, and the label website also listing cooking, drawing and high-stakes poker as other potential uses for the albums. This one was recorded by Sufjan Stevens, who also plays most of the instruments on the record. And before that, you heard Lorne, part of producer Flying Lotus's Brain Feeder Collective, with a track called Bretagne. Alistair Roberts now with Ned Ludd's Rant.
That's only
what this old guitar puts into my mouth. I had a lover, her name was Grace. She found me down in a lonely place. She dug me out with an old jawbone. She dressed me up for to take me home. She fed me words that I could not taste, for I had no tongue. It had been replaced by a green and a growing flower which grew, and I knew if I ever spoke I would speak true. Together in an old hotel, a broke down palace with a wishing well. The neighbor girl taught me how to spell and how to steal what I could not sell. But I fed my tongue on the devil's rum in a roadhouse run by a godless bum. On a drunken night with a stolen gun, I shot my lover as she made to run. The judge said, son, what have you done? But I didn't speak a word, no, I didn't speak one. And the judge sent me away. And they buried my Grace, yeah, the very next day. They sent me out on a midnight train in the rain, rolling down through the dusty plain. Four men sitting with an old shotgun, silver stars pinned on everyone. Busted my mouth for to get at my tongue, to see just how this had all begun. So I opened my mouth like a dragon's breath. I only spoke truth, but it only brought death. And I laid those boys to rest. For the truth in truth is a terrible jest. For there ain't no road but the road to home. There ain't no crops but the ones you've sown. You learn one thing from me, you better guard your tongue like your enemy. I came to ground in a one-horse town on the western rim, where the sun go down, where a branded man might start again, for to right his wrong, for to lose his sin. But my tongue kept growing, it would not cease. I grew quite weary, couldn't get no release. So I went to the magistrate, turned myself in, picked up a shovel and he made the grin. And they planted me by the sea. Now the birds of the air make nests on me.
That's from Destroyer of the Void, Blitzen Trapper's sixth album and released on Sub Pop Records, The Man Who Would Speak True. And before that, from his 2009 album Spoils on Drag City Records, the unmistakable voice of Alistair Roberts with Ned Ludd's rant for A World Rebarbarized. Next up, a great track from Radio Silence, the latest album from the Neil Cowley Trio. This is Stereo Face. Thank you. Dan Berglund, formerly the bassist of the Esbjørn Svensson Trio, released a debut album from his new band, Ton Bruquette, earlier this year, and it's not to be missed. Wolverine Hood's the name of that track, and I also played you Stereo Face from the Neil Cowley Trio, a group I've been fortunate enough to see live on a number of occasions, and this, I think, their best album so far, Radio Silence. Minimal house producer Sigur next, with an ambient track featured on his Shake EP, released on Hot Flush Recordings. This is Light Swells in a Distant Space.
necessary. Planet Earth, seeds are planted, leaves are brought, incense rising from their God.
Three very different but equally pleasing journeys into electronica, starting off with London's Sigger, and that's followed by Hyperdub recording artist Quarter 330 from Japan with Bleeps from Outer Space, and that track showing how strong the legacy of early video game music continues to be in 2010. And that was followed by Incantation by Bruce Hack, originally released in 1970 on the Electric Lucifer album, and now reissued as part of a retrospective of the Canadian experimental music pioneer on the Stone's Throw record label. 9 years earlier, in 1961, Yusef Lateef was experimenting with another sound, performing jazz melodies with a Chinese globular flute. From the exquisite Eastern Sounds, this is Plum Blossom. Thank you. instrumental round by Moondog, and before that Yusef Lateef with Plum Blossom. And we're coming to the end of this edition of Late Junction. We're going to finish with a live recording from the Dave Holland Octet, but first the duo of Ali Farkature and Tumani Jabate with Beyman Khan.
Thank you.
Sessions recorded in 2005. That was Ali Farka Touré and Toumani Diabaté with the beautiful Bayman Khan. And many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3's Late Junction. I'll be back tomorrow night with selections from Tom Kirsten's, Matthew Herbert, Raymond Scott and Sweet Talks, to name but a few. And meanwhile, I'll leave you with the Dave Holland Octet featuring Gary Smullyan on baritone sax and trumpeter Alex Sipiagin. Recorded live at Birdland in New York, this is Pathways.
Cipriagan on trumpet.
BBC Radio 3 with music through the night. Hello, I'm John Shea, and for the next hour and 20 minutes, a concert from the 2008 Proms. The Thalys Scholars and conductor Peter Phillips perform two masses by Jakob Obrecht and Josquin des Prez, both based on the same chanson, Malheur me bat. Such sacred use of a secular song, a complaint by a suffering lover, was quite normal in the late 15th century. Obrecht divides its melody into fragments, using each three or four times in succession. He starts each time with an elongated version and then gradually speeds up, so that the melodic fragment slowly comes into focus and gives the mass a unity that would satisfy Obrecht, his listeners, and of course God himself.
is dead.